Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, I Believe in Father Christmas.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth.
It's warm, catchy as hell, and one of the most enduringly popular Christmas songs. However, its roots lie in prog rock, that thoroughly unpoppy genre. I Believe in Father Christmas was written by Greg Lake, who died this week, aged 69, and Pete Sinfield. Lake was a bassist and singer with the hyper-technical trio Emerson, Lake and Palmer, while he and Sinfield had previously been members of prog pioneers King Crimson. It was Sinfield who wrote King Crimson's 1969 single 21st Century Schizoid Man, with its apocalyptic couplets such as "Cat's foot, iron claw, neurosurgeons scream for more." The keyboardist with Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Keith Emerson, had encouraged each member of the band to come up with solo material. So in 1975, Lake teamed up with lyricist Sinfield to create something out of a Christmassy chord sequence he had written. The result was thoughtful but melodic too. A humanist, anti-consumerist Christmas song that also manages to warm the cockles. Lake and Sinfield summoned the sparkle of Christmas by adding a snippet of twinkling sleigh ride music by the Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev. Sinfield has said that this helped to create a picture postcard Christmas with morbid edges. The lyrics to the song are mostly Sinfield's, and the first two verses juxtapose his own early memories of Christmas with his subsequent loss of innocence. The first verse speaks of eyes full of tinsel and fire, while the second declares, "I saw him and threw his disguise." At this point, Sinfield was concerned that the song would be too bleak, so he resolved matters with a more uplifting final verse, in which he says, "I wish you a hopeful Christmas." Meanwhile, Emerson suggested inserting the Prokofiev snippet. His love of classical music had led Emerson, Lake and Palmer into crossover adventures. This is evident in their Moog-driven arrangements of pieces such as Russian composer Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. This section of the story is worthy of a life of a song of its own. In the 1930s, Prokofiev was living in Paris and pining for his homeland. He was a former proponent of dissonance, but prior to his eventual return to Moscow in 1936, he had steadily turned to composing more melodic material, the style favoured by his Soviet paymasters. In 1933, Prokofiev was commissioned to write the music for the satirical film Lieutenant Kijay, and the resulting score was well received. These were early days for film composers, and the jaunty troika section that was eventually used by Greg Lake in I Believe in Father Christmas became one of the first pieces of film music to become an orchestral suite. In the film Lieutenant Kijay, the troika sequence is not a magical three-horse sleigh journey through glistening snowscapes. Rather, it's a drunken nighttime trip in which one of the characters is so addled by drink he tumbles off the sleigh. The melody is initially sung. Prokofiev's tune comes from an old hussar drinking song, which runs dissolutely to quote, "Like a roadside inn is a woman's heart, where travellers stop and stay, checking in or checking out all the night and all the day." I Believe in Father Christmas was a hit worldwide and was only kept off the UK number one spot by Queen's gargantuan smash Bohemian Rhapsody. It has subsequently become a perennial on radio playlists and supermarket soundtracks, which is ironic given its anti-commercial lyrics such as "They sold me a dream of Christmas." The promotional film for the single was a curious affair, shot partly in the caves where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. Greg Lake re-recorded the song several times with his Emerson, Lake and Palmer colleagues and with orchestras, but the original, with its resonant acoustic guitar, remains the best. Cover versions range from the excruciating to the bombastic. The 2009 X Factor winner Joe McElderry's version has a jaunty beat that's wildly inappropriate.
They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite.
U2's Bono batters listeners into submission when he goes up an octave. The British band Embrace strip the song back to piano and voice, and the result is touching. And Susan Boyle's version has a Caledonian lilt. Here's Susan Boyle.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All language, pain and sadness.
Also worth mentioning in Dispatches is a rendition, available on YouTube, featuring Greg Lake alongside fellow prog rock veteran Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull on flute. They were performing in St Bride's Church in London in 2006, and the recording is not of the highest quality, but with Anderson's delicate flute ornamentations and bolstered by the church organ, the song's spirit shines through.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.